Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Grab your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 18 with me, and I'm going to be in verse 18. Matthew 18, 18. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. When you get there, just give the Lord a big amen. Now, I know many times I've preached this, but, you know, today I just want to share something with you because we've got to realize that there is something about unity, there's something about being together that is different. There's something that is just different about us being in one mind and one accord. Amen? Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Glory to God. Love it when we sing, but my goodness, trying to preach in a barrel is two different things. Amen? Are you with me in Matthew 18, 18? Let's look at what Jesus said here because I want to share some things with you really quickly. I don't have you long, so y'all don't mind if I do that, right? All right. Here you find Jesus saying this. He says, "Verily I say to you, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Verse 19, look at what it says here. "Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Now, verse 20, look at this, very important. You see it? "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am, there I am, there I am in the midst." Now, I got to share some things with you really quick because many times we look at this scripture, and when you go back to 18, go back there for me. Verse 18, I want you to look at this with me real quick. You find something that many of us overlook. Many of us overlook. We overlook these things because in our own mind, we think that the Lord gave us authority to bind and to loose. And he did. But he didn't call you to do it by yourself. When you begin to look up this scripture and it says this, go back to 18 for me, son. All right, in verse 18, it says, "Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." Now, can I show you something and share something with you? The word "bind" there, it means something a little different than you think. The Jews actually have a saying is where he got this from, and they said that to bind means that you're taking absolute power from something. Y'all ain't going to help me. You're taking absolute power from something to tie it up. Now, I want to ask you a question. In your physical strength, do you think you can bind the devil? Do you honestly believe that there's anything strength-wise you can do to actually stop him from attacking you, getting him to back off? Just shake your head no. No. It's not scriptural. That'll blow a lot of people's minds right there. I don't care what you've been taught. It's not scriptural. But then when you look in the next verse, you realize something. You ready? "And whatsoever you loose shall also be loosed." So I want to show you something. Can I show you something this morning? It's hard to bind up somebody when you're by yourself. Come on, y'all got to help me up right here. Listen, I know you watch the cop shows. I know you watched them where there's one guy against a big old criminal and he's fighting and doing all he can do to get a hold of this guy. But in the distance, you hear the sirens coming. Oh, you ain't going to say nothing. In the distance, the blue lights are flashing. And that professional law officer knows that what's coming has got his back. Y'all ain't saying nothing. See, we got to realize is that what this scripture is trying to say is when you're by yourself, it's hard to tie up the enemy. Come here, Ty. Come here, son. Come here, I used you last week. I'm going to use you again. See, when I'm by myself, if he decides he don't want to get bound up, oh, you want me to tie you up? You like being tied up? You like being choked? Is that what you're trying to say? You can stop me anytime you want to. You ain't got to put up with this. You see, look at this. Look, if he lets me do it, y'all ain't saying. If he lets me, come on, you guys got to, listen, I got to get you to realize something right now. Are you ready? We look at that scripture and we say, whatsoever is bound on earth is bound in heaven. That is true, but it's not by your might. It's not by your power. Oh, y'all got to hear me right now. See, what you got to realize is that if they don't want to be bound, he ain't got to be bound. Are you hearing me? You think you got the strength to bind up what's coming against you, but when you're by yourself, all he's got to do is just shake it off, or as a matter of fact, turn it around back on you again. Is everybody with me? But what you understand is that I have the ability to bind and to loose, but you got to go to the next verse and the next verse to find out how. And again, I say to you, that if two of you shall agree on earth touching anything, they shall ask and it'll be done for them of my... Uh-oh, whoa, 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 whoa. See, we realize we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. Oh, come on, you guys got to help me. We realize, we know that what the Lord is trying to teach us, the church. Are you hearing me, church? Church, do you hear me? This is a test. Do you hear me, church? Can you hear me now? Okay, good. I feel like I'm selling a cell phone or something. Watch this. No, we got to realize that when we're by ourselves, that you're trying to bind up something that if they don't want to be bound, they're not going to be bound. Have you ever prayed for something by yourself and it seemed like it got worse before it got better? No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Listen, the difference is that whenever one puts 1,000 to flight, there's something about when you've got a little extra help. Isn't there something? Kenneth, come here, Kenneth. Kenneth, I need some help, man, because you know what? No matter how I try to bind him up, he just wiggles himself out of it, and he finds a way to work himself out of it. See, I have a hard, you notice he's getting nervous. Johnny. Brother, I need some help up here because, you know what? I'm having a hard time binding this thing up in my life. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm tired. I'm getting tired. I'm getting weary. And I'm having a hard time binding this thing up. It seems like that offense keeps coming back and that anger keeps coming back and that jealousy keeps coming back and that revenge keeps wanting to come back. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. And then I realize that there's some that's bigger than me. That now whenever I realize that whatsoever is bound, now I have the ability to say, come on over here, guys. Come on over here. He might be able to run from me, but he's going to have a real hard time running from you. Can you just grab that right there and you just make sure you got him good? Because here's what happens is when you're by yourself, you're trying to hold the chains to just keep them contained. You're not binding him. You're just trying to contain him. How many of you feel like in your life that some of the things that come against you, all you're doing is able just to hold him back? Oh, I just got to push it back. I just got whatever I got to do, I'm going to push it back. I'm going to keep it back. But then you find when you do what the Word says to do, Jesus, you said you would never leave me or forsake me. So I realize I got the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords right here with me. And then I realized that I got God the Father in all of his glory, in all of his power, in all of his might. And then whenever I say, Lord, I have a hard time right here, he sends. Getting a little tighter, isn't it? Boy, them boys is pulling on you, son. It's because you can believe that the Lord does not want you to be attacked. He does not want you to be hurt. And you can believe you got a jealous God because that's what the Word says. So when the enemy comes after you, all he's waiting for you to do is say, Papa, I can't handle this. Daddy, I can't handle this. I need you to help me bind this thing up. And then what comes in is not you being wore out, not you being tired, not you being the one who wants to give up. Now you're the one who can sit back and go, oh, that's nice. Does this make sense? Now watch this. Let him go. So you got a choice what you bind. Thank you. Grabbed into that chain, son. But see, there's two parts to this scripture that we don't catch a hold of. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Just stretch that chain right on out there. So we have choices in our life. Because of God's love for you, he gave you a choice if you want to serve him or not. That's ultimate love, because you know what? He didn't have to put breath in your body. He didn't have to give you life. But instead, he loved you enough that he said, I want them to choose. I want them to love me for me, and I want to love them for them. I don't have to actually sit there and form them or speak them to them as angels did. I want to make them and have them live and love me. But see, in the scripture it says that not only do I have the ability to bind, but I have the ability to loose. See, there's some things in your life that these chains that you keep going through, these areas that you keep fighting, even sickness in your body, y'all ain't going to help me. There's some people here, listen, we have been under some of the most horrendous physical attacks I have ever seen in my whole ministry. Even your pastor in the place where they're talking about, just go ahead and call the ambulance and let's get them over to Georgetown. Yeah, just last week. And you know what? I began to realize, I said, Lord, you gave me the ability to bind, but you also gave me the ability to lose. But you see, I can't do it by myself. Church, let me just go ahead and get everybody to a realization. You ready? I don't care how good you are, you can't. I don't care how strong you are, you can't. You just go ahead and shake your head and just say, you can't. It won't happen. But when you get to verse 20, how many of y'all in verse 20? For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of them. Who is I? Jesus. How many of you know he's the chain breaker? He's the yoke destroyer. So what happens is this, is that now I realize I'm not by myself. So I begin to release so that he will be in the middle of. And what happens is that on that end, they begin to pull that way. And then on this end, they begin to pull this way. But then you have one who's broke it. Pull it. Pull it. Pull it. You have the ability to bind, but you have the ability to loose. Are you hearing me, church? Where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. He says, I've already cut the chain. I've already made it. It's a facade. The devil thought he had you, but he ain't got you. Because greater is he that is living in you. Where I go, guess where they're at? They're right there with me. Look, the Father's with me, the Son's with me, and the Holy Ghost is with me. So everywhere I go, I realize that I can bind and I can loose. I can bind and I can loose. And I know now the reason why is because I can't do it by myself. I got to trust him. Does this make sense? Is this making sense to everybody here? You got to realize that, listen, the things you thought had you bound for years has not had you bound. The only difference is you didn't know how to get free. And you didn't know how to bind. Does this make sense to everybody? In your life, this will never leave your mind, is because now you realize, as long as I got him in the midst, and as long as I've got him right here in the middle of what I'm going through, I can look at chains of addiction and they can come off. I can look at chains of poverty and watch them break. Oh, y'all ain't helping me. And whenever the enemy tries to come in and steal from me, then I can call on the name above all names. And he will come and listen. Isn't it funny, in the book of Revelation, he's going to use one angel to bind up the devil. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing. Y'all going to make me come up here and preach. Now y'all getting me started. One angel. See, we think it's going to take Jesus. We think it's going to take God. When the Lord says, I just got one angel who's got a chain for him. And what I'm going to do is, oh, y'all, Lord, have mercy. Let's see, there's a link from Johnny. There's a link from Pastor Eric. There's a link from T.D. Jakes. Here's a link from Catherine Kuhlman. You. Y'all understanding this? What chain is he going to use to bind? What did he say he gave you? Power to bind. This has just went over some of y'all's head. Y'all looking at me like I got four heads right now. I might have four eyes, but I ain't got four heads. Imagine that every one of us who realize the word, who realize truth, we become a link in a chain. I always asked the Lord, I said, Lord, can I just kick him one time on the way down? And the Lord said, why worry about kicking him when you get to bind him? Hello? Is everybody doing good? Can I keep moving? I got to move quick. Thank you, gentlemen. My goodness, y'all are strong, man. You should have seen your faces when they pulled that chain and it broke. How many of you are realizing in your life that some of these things that you've been taught, it just didn't reveal to you exactly what you could walk in? Now, can I show you how to put some things on? Now you know how to bind. Now you know how to loose. Can we learn how to put something on? Can you? Can I have that for just a second? Looks pretty good. Go to Colossians. Go there quickly. Don't have much time. Colossians chapter 3, when you get there, say amen. Verse 12. Y'all ready? You got to learn to bind, you got to learn to loose, but you got to learn to put on. All of us together. You ready? Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and to help everybody, it means to suffer long. Forbearing one another. Can y'all just do me a favor? Look at someone just sitting beside you and say, I love you. With a big smile on your face. Now, how many of you know that person sitting next to you's got some issues? I got 30 seconds right here. Now, you can look nicely and say, I know you got issues. I got a book of issues. And every day I take my book and I rip a page out of it and I take it and I bring it to Jesus and say, Lord, can you just go ahead and wash this out for me? Anyways, watch this. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all of these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Are you seeing that? And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called into what? Everybody say one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And look at verse 17, my favorite. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and Father by him. Now, can I just help everybody here? Can I just break this down? How many of you have ever been to a family reunion? Never been to a family reunion? Well, you know what? It's time for us to have a Beach Family Worship Center family reunion. As a matter of fact, let me just go ahead and call some of my family on down. I need some family members. Is there any family members in this house? You know, just some. Have you ever noticed that when you go to a family reunion, you all wear the same shirt? So no matter where you're at in the crowd, everybody goes, oh, there's that family. There they are again. Oh, they're back. But have you ever noticed that in a family reunion that you put aside your own quirks? Y'all ain't saying nothing. When you come together and it's Christmas time, you're not worried about when Aunt Susie hurts your feelings. All you got is gifts in your hand. And when you get there, you forget about when that person talked about you or hurt you or said all kinds of things about you or took something from you or slandered you. And you begin to realize that when you come to a family reunion, that you lay aside everything that used to keep you from each other. And see, the problem is in the church today, there's no family. And yes, there is always going to be stuff. But learning how to forgive and just say, you know what? Even if you can't work it out with them, you still love them. Y'all ain't saying nothing. There's just sometimes you can't fix everything. You want to, but you can't. But what you do is, with family, the door is always open. Y'all ain't saying nothing up in here. See, we got to realize that what the Lord is trying to say is that you got to put it on. Oh, come on now. You got to realize that. You know what? You got to learn to walk together and talk together. And you got to learn to get past some of those things. Come on. And what happens is you accept new family. There just has to be some times when you accept some new family. And they're not going to act like you. And they ain't going to look like you. And they're going to have quirks. And they're going to have issues. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing up in here, you know. Lord, have mercy, what a crew I got now. Thought I had the three amigos. I had to put an amiguette in there. But see, this is something we got to put on. See, can I help everybody here? We've got to learn that the Word says this. We are one. We're we. When we move as one. We got to talk like one. And we have to lay aside things, and we got to forgive, and we got to love. Listen, anybody who's ever left will ever come and will ever go. You're always welcome back in this house. It's because you know why? I realize no matter what, you're still family. You may not be BFWC, but you're still all of us here. And when we can get past the point of saying no matter what, when, where, how, we're still family. And I got bad news for you. If you can't put up with them now, wait till you get to heaven. Because you got eternity with them in heaven. They're going to walk by you every day. Woo, glory. and you're going to walk by glory. And if you have anything in you, the Lord's going to go, I see you to my office. Is this making sense to everybody? See, we got to learn to put these on. When are we going to begin to look alike and talk alike? See, it doesn't matter the color. It doesn't matter the statue. And I'm not picking on him because he's short. Dynamite comes in small packages. And if you don't believe me, wait till I give him the microphone and he preaches. You got to realize that no matter where we come from, excuse me, but I want every nationality in this church. I want every background in this church. I want the rich, I want the poor, I want the down and the out, and I want the up and on the way. Is this making sense to everybody here? Because no matter what, we're still family. You want to keep your shirt? You love your shirt? You'll share? Find somebody to share. What about you? You want to keep it or you want to share? She's going to keep hers. She done gave it. You going to share it? Find somebody. Find somebody. Find somebody. Oh, there he goes. She done said, look, Pastor, you gave me yours. I ain't giving it away. She'd be sleeping in that rascal every night now. Before we leave here, she'd be like, Pastor, can we anoint this shirt? Amen. See, we got to realize, guys, we're family. We're family. And yes, we're going to have hard times. We're going to have tough times. But we got to learn that, again, we have to break those chains. We have to bind up, and you can't do it by yourself. Can I just help her? Thank you so much. You know, you got to have one of those in your family. Anybody got one of those in your family? One of those. The unique. The off the wall. That's why she works outreaches, because she's the only one crazy enough to get in a van full of 20-something kids, bring them to church on Tuesday night, watch God change their life. Amen. Is this making sense to everybody? Is this helping everybody? It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter if you have a job or you don't have a job. It doesn't matter if you're a lawyer or a doctor. I don't care if you're the president. At the end of the day, we're all going to answer. Does it make sense? So we got to learn. We got to learn we can't do it without each other. I can honestly say this week I've had to really learn that I just can't do the things I need to do without people. Does it make sense? And it's hard. Because there's times when I get conflicted as a pastor and I go, but Lord, if I ask them to do it, they might already be to their limit. And the Lord says, but you're being selfish because I said I would supply what they need when they move. See, I could be selfish and not give a microphone to Lisa. What, let her situation stop her from using the gift of God? Come on. Does oxygen stop her from using the gift of God? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, he's just shrinking that oxygen every time on that tank, and he's opening up her lungs with healing every time she sings. Is this making sense to everybody here? You notice Stephanie ain't sitting right here in the front. She's working with the kids in the back, a double amputee. Sitting in the back working. You know why? It's because we didn't put her in a box. We used the gift and calling in her life the way God set her up to be. Does this make sense to everybody? Because at a family, you look past disabilities. Nah, I just need to move on. Can I give you one more and you can handle that for today? Can you handle just one more and I'll let you go? Go to John chapter 17. John chapter 17. Preach, brother. John chapter 17. Verse 13. Are you there? Now, can I share something with you? And I want you to take this home, and I want you to put it in your spirit. Because this is what Jesus prayed over you. Is everybody hearing Pastor right now? This is Jesus' prayer for us. Is everybody good? Are you ready? And now come I to thee, or to you, Lord, Father, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Can I just stop right here for a second? Why are you walking in your own joy? Anybody got kids? Anybody got bills? Anybody got issues? You need some? Come to work with me. Buses break down, dishwashers leak, floods happen, air conditions quit working. You name it, it happens. And you know what I've learned? I've learned that my joy is not mine. If Jesus said I could be filled with his joy, then I want it. But the difference is I can't separate myself from him and think I can have it. I got to be close to him. Because how many of you know, let's just say it this way. How many of you work? Don't show up to work and you don't get a what? Don't show up at the feet of Jesus and... Oh, see, man, Pastor, did you have to go there? Did you have to really be that blunt? Yes, I just had to be that blunt. We wonder why. We wonder why. What happens when we get chains broken off of us? Let me just keep going. Y'all gonna make me preach. Verse 14, and I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they're not of this world, even as I'm not of this world. And I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from evil. Can I just bust your bubble real quick? You're still here because he wants you to be here. Isn't that great news? Just think, you get to wake up tomorrow morning and there'll be something wrong with your car. Just think, something, okay, tomorrow's a whole new day. Lord, why? Lord, how many of us have said why? Come on, how many of us in here have said, man, I've had enough? Okay, and then here's what Jesus said. Lord, I pray that you keep them from evil. I pray that you keep them from the enemy stealing from them, the enemy taking from them, the enemy attacking their body. Are you hearing me? Anything that comes against you, oh, y'all ain't gonna like this one. Anything that comes against you that's not from God is evil. Pastor, how can you say that? Because it says in the Word that God is good. So if there's an absence of God in your life, you get evil. You don't get good. Does this make sense? Y'all about made me run all over the church just then. Watch this. Anytime God is not present in your life, evil will reign. Because you're going to serve one of two masters. You're not going to have a choice in the matter. Does it make sense? I don't know about anybody else, but I've always been a good guy. I want to stay on the good guy's side. And I want to stay on the good God side. Does that help? Does that help you to realize right there that the Lord is saying, Jesus said, I pray that always God is close to you so that evil can't be. I'm preaching better than y'all saying anything. Verse 17. Sanctify them through your truth, that the word and thy word is truth. Sanctify. Can I just help you? Sanctify. Can I break it down in terms we can all understand and not some religious, I'm going to say it, nonsense. People think you can come up front and lay hands on somebody and you're going to sanctify them. I don't care how much anointing oil, you can buy stock in olive oil. It's a choice. Sanctify means to be holy.
holy. To make pure. How many of y'all in here, you're just going through the process of being made pure? Y'all missed that. You know what they do with gold? They heat it. And they heat it. And then as the garbage and impurities come to the top of it, they skim that off. And then they turn the heat up some more. And then they skim it off. How many of y'all feel like, man, you are just in the fire all the time? Anybody? About the time I think I'm finally coming out of the fire, the Lord goes, hey, I got you a new seat. Here, this one's a little bit deeper than what the first one was. I got slapped at 5 o'clock this morning. The Lord said, what, they talking about you, son? At least they ain't throwing sticks at you, sitting in your church service, talking to other people about you in your face, spitting at you. You know what I said? Lord, forgive me. And I hit my knees early this morning. He said, now move on. Anybody ever heard God speak to you like that? If you haven't, then are you really close? Just sometimes the Lord speaks to me and he goes, just move on. Just go. Forget it. I got it. Anyways, watch this. 18. And thou hast sent me into the world, even so have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself. Whoa. Jesus said, I'm not going to do something or ask something out of you that I won't do first. Can I help you? He's already done it for you, Jan. He's already done it for you, Ty. He already did it for you, Mary Beth. He already did it. He laid it down, walked it pure so that you could just get right in his footstep. My God, have mercy. Watch this. He said, I lived it pure so that you can walk it with me. I got to keep going. You ready? Everybody still good? For they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them which shall believe on me through their own word or through their word. In other words, how many of y'all in here has asked Jesus in your heart? You confess out of your mouth. Guess what? You're a family member. Isn't that great to know? So it doesn't make a difference what color you are, what size you are, how tall you are. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, and it doesn't matter your past neither. Let me keep on moving. Verse 21. That they all may be one. That they all may be one. That they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. And that the world may believe that you sent me. Now, verse 22. You got 22 up there? Because I want to read it off the board. If you are with Jesus, and Jesus is with the Father, we get verse 22. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. Can I help you? How many of you doing worship this morning felt the presence of God come in this place and the glory of God begin to rise? You know what happened? We came together and we put on the same shirts. We let go of our backgrounds. We let go of our religious thoughts. We let go of everything. And we said, you know what, Father? I believe that you sent your son and that your son came and set me free. And guess what? We're all together in one mind and one accord. And what happened? The glory of God came in here. People begin to prophesy. Testimonies begin to happen. Come on, church. Y'all got to help me. See, when we come together, I'm not saying it's going to be perfect. I'm just saying when we come together, oh, y'all ain't going to help me. There's always going to be something. I'm about done. I hope you guys can hold on for one more minute. You look like you're checking out on me. How many of you want to experience the glory of God more?
please, can I just help you? If I can't have the presence of God and I can't have a move of God, I don't want to be here. Are y'all hearing me? Hear your pastor. I love every one of y'all. Listen, with everything in me, I give you anything I got. But the truth is when I come and I come together with you, I want the glory of God to be made manifest. I want to come in and see people prophesying, declaring, singing psalms and spiritual songs, and y'all about to make me speak in tongues. And just watching the glory of God, the gifts and callings of God move. Come on now. I'm ready to see people come in a wheelchair and push it out. I'm ready to see people with cancer walk out of here and see it fall off their body. I'm ready to see people come in with a spirit of suicide and go out with joy and laughter. No, y'all ain't going to help me. I got to have a move of God. I got to have revival. I got to have the presence of God. And I will do whatever it takes to get it because I've desired in my heart to see the glory of God be made manifest. But what it takes is not just me by myself. I don't care how much I fast. I don't care how much I pray. I don't care how much I go to seminars. I don't care how many hands has been laid upon me. I don't care if they pour a bucket of oil over the top of my head. But at the end of the day, if we don't come together, we're only going to see him move in the areas that he can move. When what he wants to do is rip the top of the church off. And he wants to pour his anointing in the house. And he wants to see people go free. I gotta have it. And when we all put on the same shirt and we realize he even prayed it so it would happen, then we can experience it. I dare you to look at somebody and say, we can experience it. We can experience it. Guys, please hear me. Are you ready? You thought it's been good before, and I'm going to tell you something. I've been in some Holy Ghost throwdown, bobby pins flying. I've been in some meetings. I've watched it where the power of God hit. Not one person could stand up. Even the minister crawled up on the platform. Don't tell me about the presence of God. I've experienced it. I've seen it. I've been there. But it just ain't enough for me to experience. I want to be a part of it. I come to the place where it's not good enough, Lord. It's fine if, you know, somebody prays on me and the glory of God hits me, but what about the place where we can shift gears and we can pray for people and watch them? There's so much more. And it doesn't matter who you are. What matters is who's in you. Let me finish this up and I'll let you go because y'all are looking at me. Verse 23, I in them, Father, thou in me, that they may be made. I don't know the last time I ever heard somebody perfect. He didn't say you are perfect. He said you be made perfect. How many of you know to make something perfect, you got to go into the process of cutting things out that ain't perfect? See, the problem is in the church today is there's a lot of people that don't want things cut out. They just rather just, never mind. So what happens is that when your puzzle piece ain't cut right, well, it's the puzzle's fault. Anyways, and that the world may know that you sent me and you love me and that thou hast loved me. Verse 24, Father, I will. How many of y'all want to know what he wills over your life? Here you go. Father, I will that they also, whom that you've given me, be with me where I am, and that they may behold my glory, which you've given me because you loved me before the foundation of this world. That right there just hit somebody. Oh, he's just dinging to get your attention. Just like the Lord is right now. Do you realize that the one will that Jesus has is for you to be close to him? See, we look at all the different wills that he has in the word for us, but his number one will that he spoke to the Father about was, Jen, he just wants you to be beside him. Ronnie, he just wants you to be beside him. And then when you are beside him, you get to partake in his glory. So you can't tell me if you've ever been around Jesus, you would ever be the same. Maybe if we all personally first, I know pastor's going here. Maybe if we all personally first had an encounter with Jesus up close and experienced his glory, we wouldn't have a hang up when we get together. Is this helping everybody? May not be helping everybody, but it's helping somebody. Because everybody here, you're here because the power of God, the anointing, the Holy Spirit drew you here. You're not here by accident. And you're here because you're just as hungry as your pastor is. You don't want it to be a religious thing. You want it to be a God thing. And the only way we get it is what I just shared with you. Does this make sense? Church, you can't do it by yourself. You can't bind by yourself. Ladies, I know you ladies are emotional. God made you that way. And I thank God he did, because us men, well, our brains work differently. Hallelujah. But I want to say this. Ladies, it's time that you begin to reach out to Spirit-filled, Holy Ghost-empowered women of God who will come up beside you and push you. Men, it's time. Just like those two big men over there grabbed this chain and they snapped it in half. There's been things that snapped in your pastor because of the men of this church. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And there's been some things that pastor has helped snap in their life, because that's what we're supposed to be. We are one. Does this make sense to everybody? But when you get on an island by yourself, the devil will brand you as lunch meat. So church, it's time to realize there's some things that need to be bound. There's some areas that need to be loosed. There's some shirts that need to be put on. And there's some prayers we need to live up to. With every head bowed and every eye closed all over this house, I'm just asking right now for just a minute, and I'll let you go, I promise. We'll be done. Hallelujah, Lord. If you're in this house, and I just got to ask you this. If you're in this house and you don't know, you really don't know Jesus. Or maybe you prayed a prayer before, but man, you're just not living for him. Can I just tell you there's a shirt ready for you? There's a family that loves you. And it's his family. It's not just a church. It's his family. It ain't BFWC, it ain't First Baptist, it ain't AME. It's the church. If you're here and you say, Pastor, I feel the tug of the Holy Spirit right now in my life, and I want to give my heart back to the Lord afresh right now. I want you to lift your hand on the count of three. Do it quickly. One, two, three. Lift it. Thank you. I see that hand. 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 Is there anybody else? Anybody else? I see that hand. Thank you. Hands are still going up. I see that hand. Thank you. Anybody else right now? Come on. Today is the day. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. Kids, teenagers, listen to me. If nothing has shown you in the news lately, just because you think you're safe doesn't mean it doesn't come. Anybody else here? I don't want to belabor it. Thank you. I see that hand. Is there anybody else? This is the last call. This is it. I'm closing. Is there anybody else? I want to pray for you. I want to take you to them. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.